live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, I'm Alex Elbro. It's 25 to 1. And I am with Tennessee twin Victoria and Jeff. Hello to you both.
Hello. Hello. It's lovely to see you again.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in the flesh, as it were, for quite a long time now.
It's been ages, hasn't
it? Yeah.
I don't know if it's been with the last time, but I do remember singing in your garden.
Yes.
Immediately after COVID.
Honestly, yeah. That was one of the big highlights of my life, I think. And we were all refer to that fondly because it was such a marker that we were allowed. Yeah. We weren't allowed inside.
No.
We were. We had one toilet for everybody. Our outside, you know, our downstairs loo, we had like designated as the loo, and no one could sit with each other.
No, we had to sit
separately. All sit separately in your bubbles.
And but, your cat.
Yes. Yeah. The cat was very happy, Oscar, and he tried to get in the outside broadcast van. Well, he got in it actually, and nearly went off in it with Rob. But yes, and that was a really special time. So lovely, again, that was, yeah, it was. Well, you say it was out of COVID, but it was kind of, when you look back, it was almost in the middle of it without us realising.
Yeah.
It was, we were opened up out of lockdown.
I think it was around the, it might have been like the folk festival weekend that wasn't, obviously.
That's right.
Around
that's
that
it.
Time.
So, yeah. So the next year. Oh no, well, it probably was 2020 then.
I think it was.
Just about,
yeah.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Rather than next year, because when we went in and out after that. Yeah. Didn't we? So, yeah, well, thank you very much for doing that. And you know, obviously from my garden come great things. So talking about that, you've released more music since then, you've moved, you've got married.
Yes,
so all these things been happening. Now, well, if we go back and kind of backwards, you've recently done C2C, which is Country to Country, for those that don't know, festival. And it is a big event in the calendar of sort of country music, especially in this country, isn't it?
It is. It's the biggest country music festival in Europe, I believe. Mm.
Wow.
Isn't it now?
Okay.
And it's expanded to, it's in Glasgow and Belfast this year, wasn't
yep.
it, as well as London, and
yep.
it's now in Germany and, was it Norway? I can't, there's two other countries.
Holland, I think, yeah.
So does it kind of rotate around them, or just do they do it a different through the time?
Yeah, the weekend before we have it here, they do it in Europe, and then over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the acts rotate around the three different venues in the UK.
I didn't realise that.
It's quite a production.
Huge.
Yeah.
So me saying, oh, it's a week, oh, it's only 3 days, it's not, because actually
not really.
It's really for the artists, it's a bigger thing.
Yep.
But it's also wonderful for that means that anyone going can go and see them wherever they it's closer
yep.
for them
yeah.
isn't it
yep. I think there's in total, particularly the London one, the O2, there's about 50 artists to go see. Obviously you probably can't get round them all over the weekend, but there's, and that's of that about 40 overseas artists, mainly America, some Canada and Australia,
mm-hmm.
And then about 10 British artists as well.
Yeah, so it is a real good thing, isn't it? For if you like country music, without having to go over to Nashville or go over to
yeah.
somewhere where you know you've been before, we've just briefly touched on.
Yeah, it's like
there.
Nashville has come over. To
yeah,
us, and you can just immerse yourself in it for the whole weekend. Just everywhere you go, there's live music, and it's just
yeah.
it's lovely. It's a like, big hug.
We were lucky enough to go to the CMA Fest in Nashville,
which is the country.
Country Music Association,
yes, yeah,
and that
checking.
Is a massive,
yes.
you know, massive festival. And it's kind of like a slightly smaller one than that, but it's getting closer and closer
getting
to being
bigger.
The same size.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. That's good for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So how did you get to perform? I mean, you don't go down and say, hello, we'd like a slot, thanks.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It, as I say, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of fabulous country artists that are that live here in the UK and from the UK. So to get to be one of the 10 chosen in a year is a real privilege, and really it's partly about applying through various channels, but also a part by getting known in the community and people having heard of you and heard good things hopefully about you. And that's kind of how it happened. It's something we know we've been on their radar for a little while, but yeah, this year was
it's
the year
the push,
it all
push,
came together.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, well, that's always good if you show up and you do the right things and you have the right sound and everything. I'm not saying, you know, there's a lot of talent involved in that. It's not just doing all that. That's the hard work pays off. But, you know, I've always feel that sometimes it doesn't. So it's just lovely that it has been recognised. And I'm guessing that will open some more doors because you've played that now and people will see you. And also you gain more audience, don't you, from people that may not have known you before.
Yeah, we picked up some lovely new sort of people who are now following us on Facebook and came to chat to us after our set who we hadn't met before. And lots of people over the weekend were stopping us because they recognised us and they were really excited and wanted to chat. That was a lovely feeling and stopping to have photos taken with us. And it's like we were mini celebrities for the weekend.
Oh, that's lovely. And that's how it should be. That's wonderful.
Well, it's nice. A little bit strange and takes some getting used to, but really good. And we're picking up lots of new followers. And also you can see, just watching your stream numbers and things like that, because obviously with festivals like this, they have their own playlists for artists on there. And of course, that's how the artists that would normally maybe just go and see the headline acts or the second tier acts get to see all of the acts on the, or get to hear all of the acts on the bill. So
that's a really good point. I'd forgotten that. Lots of festivals are starting to do that now, which I think is also good. And also a good way beforehand, if you listen to those, you think, oh, actually I will make an effort to go and see them, because, and you might not have, sometimes people get lost, don't they, in the whole thing.
It's easy to have spreadsheets for C2C weekend with everything marked out. I can imagine. They're going to see on what stage at what time.
The thing is, I've done that for festivals before and it never worked. Because then you as you get more tired as the weekend goes through, you think, I need to eat in this process as well, or I need to do whatever, and then you forget that doesn't quite work.
And sometimes just physically moving between stages takes much longer than you think.
exactly. So that's been obviously a big highlight already for this year.
Yes.
But we are only just at the end of March. So what's happening with you this year?
We're just hearing back from the festival. Obviously, festival season kicks off in a month or two, and we're already booked for a couple, and we're hearing back from some others. So hopefully, we'll be able to announce those soon. we've got some local gigs as well coming up, which is nice for a change. We're playing locally on Sunday, actually, aren't we? Easter Sunday.
Yeah, at the Earl of Derby.
Oh, that's very close.
Secret Garden Sessions. So that's something we do with Stella Hensley and Chris Newman, who are just wonderful, wonderful musicians and people. So we're back there this Sunday. Then we're
is that in the evening or a day? Or?
In the evening.
That's Sunday evening. Yeah, and then the following Friday, I think it is, we're over at Reach playing an evening session over there. That's going to be a really nice one too.
Yeah.
And as I say, the festivals you have to kind of apply tail end of the year and then wait.
It's horrible, isn't it?
And see. Yeah. And of course the festivals, particularly those tail end of the summer and into the early autumn, we won't hear about maybe for another few months.
So. Yeah. And then, but you don't want to plan anything else just in case.
No, it's
tricky. Because you'd be caught between the two.
Exactly.
Yeah. And are you recording any music at the moment, or are you planning to be, or how's it going?
Yeah, we've just about finished a song that hopefully will be our next single. That's this weekend's job to get that finished. But yes, our big plan this year is to try and have a full album out by the end of the year. That's something we wanted to do for a long time, and everything else has got in the way, like you say, getting married and lockdown,
COVID,
and then planning for C2C and so on. Moving house. It's all been one thing after another, but this year we decided we really do want to get that done. That's very important to us.
You almost have to block the time out, don't you?
Yes.
It's not going to get done out of the air,
and the annoying thing is we've got new material written or sort of 90% written, enough for more than an album, and it's only a case of choosing which ones we finish up and put together. And as with most musicians, as time goes past, your thought process, what's happening in your life, and your style maybe even sometimes changes and develops. So some things that we wrote at the beginning of that process, you think, well, maybe that's not quite where we're at now, or it doesn't make sense with the other tracks you've written.
It's nice to have the choice, I guess, and then but you, like you say, you could have almost had one and then you're on your second one. But that's life.
Might come back to some of those
exactly. You'll do that thing like artists do, well, now I'm going to have a retro one of all the ones that I didn't make onto other albums, but that's brilliant. And where can people find your music if they'd like to follow you?
Best thing is to go to our website, tennesseetwin.com. it's nice and easy to find, and everything links from there. But you can find us on all the socials at Tennessee Twin UK, and of course on Spotify and Amazon and Google all that and all
stuff.
Those places.
Yeah, and so you say Monday is the closest one, isn't it?
Sunday night.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, all our gig dates will be listed on the website if people want to go and check. Yeah.
Right, so you're going to play us out with a song. Which one are you going to do?
We're going to do our latest single. I say latest, it was out last year, the end of last year. Our latest single, which is called Apple Tree.
Wonderful, thank you. That's Tennessee Twin.
to know how it felt that day when the darkest cloud drifted away. With my troubles gone and the reason clear, I held out a hand and you were there. On the day I'd go and turn the final page, memories we made won't fade away. We will always be beneath the apple tree. We were never blue when the day was through, 'cause it was me and you. As the sun goes down and the street lights fade, the shooting stars wishes made to see that our love is true in the candlelight, just me and you. On the day I go and turn the final page, the memories we made won't fade away. We will always be beneath the apple tree. We were never blue when the day was through, 'cause it was me and you. We won't have to try to write our story in the sky. There's no need to tell them why. On the day I go, turn the final page, memories we made won't fade away. We will always be beneath the apple tree. We were never blue when the day was through. We were never blue, 'cause it was me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.